Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now here is your host and guide, critically acclaimed world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to another show right here on A Link to Heaven Radio, where we give you the realism and spiritualism. I thank the entire listening audience who tune in each week. A Link to Heaven Radio brings the enlightenment of spirit that much closer to us all. It's all about you. To all those radio stations that are picking up A Link to Heaven Radio, I thank you very much. I truly mean it. I'd like to start out tonight by saying to everyone who's tuning in, if you can, from the kindness of your heart, please take a peek at this. There's a show for the soldiers who protect and serve, and it's called Letters to From Home. The email is letters2@hotmail.com. That's letters2@hotmail.com. It airs Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Spotlight Radio. That's www.thespotlightradio.org. Letters are read from soldiers to family and families and friends, and then back from friends and family and supporters to the soldiers around the world. So check that out as we offer support to those who protect us and keep us free. There are soldiers who really need to hear we care enough for them, as they care enough to lay their lives in harm's way to protect us. So please tune in and lend your support. Again, that's letters2@hotmail.com and www.thespotlightradio.org. Kevin Smith, we just heard him. And Kevin Smith, the host of KevinSmithShow.com, has now become an author with his first book out called Gods in the Garden. I am happy to be a part of such a great piece of work, for Kevin invited me to write the epilogue of his book, to which it is a great honor indeed. I strongly recommend checking out his newest release at www.KevinSmithShow.com. It most certainly will open your eyes in the way interpretation of the Bible truly reads. Very thought-provoking, I must say. Again, I strongly recommend you check it out, KevinSmithShow.com. Get your copy today. Kevin Smith will be right here on A Link to Heaven Radio June 4th for an exclusive interview. So mark this on your calendar. You're going to have a double shot at Kevin Smith right on your calendar, June 4th. And be sure to tune in to Kevin and call. That's Sunday, June 4th, 8 p.m. right here on BBS Radio. The number to call me up in a few minutes to answer your questions is toll-free 1-877-876-5227 worldwide. That's 1-877-876-5227 worldwide. And I'll be taking your calls just in a moment, folks. So pick up the phone and give me a ring. DeadWhisper.com. We have been on numerous shows worldwide each week, such as The X-Zone, Bob FM, CHOK Radio, QTFM Radio, The Spotlight Radio, Achieve Radio, The Kevin Smith Show, WIPS Radio New York, CKCU Radio, and many, many more, bringing you the listening audience the realism and filming of spirit, something that other spirit shows just don't bring. There are a couple more different clips on the DeadWhisper.com site where you can purchase your very own autographed copy from each member of the crew has signed the limited edition collector's item for what this DVD has in its episodes will not be seen on television, for the content it brings from the other side is just too eerie. It really is. It's going to spook you. Here are some of the reviews from many critics who have already seen Dead Whisper Show. Wow, I want to watch more. It had me at the end of my seat. I am so impressed. Desiree Turley, a star for the night show, right here on BBS Radio. I was on the edge of my seat, SB Phoenix. Groundbreaking, nonstop, KM, Indiana. Dead Whisper is going to get a lot of people shouting for more. From frame one, it's obvious this is the real thing, not the scripted, soft-focus, phony ghost swirl we've been getting. Dead Whisper is destined to become a paranormal classic and more. It's the new benchmark in paranormal video journalism. Bill Schreiner, owner and general manager, Achieve Radio. Simply mind-blowing. I want more. Out of this world filming, a real spirit show. I'm Oda, on-air host, QTFM Radio. You have had the chance to hear what the critics have said. Now let you be the judge and go to deadwhisper.com and pick up your very own limited edition today. You will definitely have a ghostly time watching this show. I promise you folks, it is wild. There is so much more news coming very soon with Dead Whisper. You are going to be the first to hear it right here on A Link to Heaven Radio in the up and coming weeks. So stay tuned. Things are starting to heat up. Like I said many shows ago, I have so many surprises in store for all you listening beautiful people, and it's going to happen very soon. So keep your ears tuned in tight here each week to A Link to Heaven Radio, where the fast track of new shows to come out with so much surprise is going to keep you on the edge of your seat. I will be giving away prizes and to unsuspected callers who ring me up. Also, keeping you in well-informed where Dead Whisper will be filming next. So get ready to be scared out of your wits and have fun doing it. Really, it's going to be a blast. Right now, I like to take the time to reach in the mailbag and read comments from our listening audience. You too can write to me at robbiethomas@kojiko.ca. That's Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, at Kojiko, C-O-G-E-C-O dot C-A, or rob@bloginservice.com. Two ways you can get to me. RobbieThomas@Kojiko.ca or rob@bloginservice.com. And I most certainly will read your letters on air as well, as I've been doing all these weeks. The first letter I get, Elizabeth from Indiana writes, I always look forward to your show each Sunday. I just haven't had the nerve to call in yet, but so much want to be part of that. Of the show. One day I will. Promise. Keep up the great work. Well, Elizabeth, I so look forward to you calling into my show. One day you feel the urge to do this. Please, don't hesitate. Love to hear from you. You know, you got a question? Call me up. Thank you for writing me. Your comments, you're the best. Janet from Kentucky writes, Hi, Rob. Love your show. I got my book. Thank you. A bunch, especially the kind words. I can't wait to get into it. God bless. Hugs, Jan. Jan, you are so welcome. You know, I hope you enjoy the book. Let us know what you think. Write me back, write into RobbieThomas@Kojiko.ca or Rob@bloginservice.com. Let me know what you think, of the book. God bless you. The last letter this week comes from Andy. From Alberta, Canada, and Andy writes, Listening to your show for the last couple of weeks, I find it very interesting. I found a sense of peace when you speak of our loved ones watching over us. I thank you for this. It confirms for me what I feel. Love and light, Andy. Thank you, Andy, for your kind words, to which I am so happy you are finding the peace in the message of spirit. If you ever feel you need to write me again, and I feel that you want to, please do. Don't hesitate. I love your letter. Thank you. God bless you. Remember, you too can write to me, RobbieThomas@Kojiko.ca or Rob@bloginservice.com, and I most certainly will read your letters on air as well. Phone lines are open, folks, so give me a ring. I will be taking your calls right after this short break. Stay tuned for the best realism in spirit. Back at you in a couple minutes.
Robbie Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of life here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes and Nobles in the United States nationwide, or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide, or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit, a book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
And we're back on the Link to Heaven Radio. Folks, get out that clicker and hit the deadwhisper.com. Take a look. There's two new clips there. And there's also three voice EVPs you can take a look at. They will certainly, most certainly captivate you. Take a peek at it. It's most interesting. Yes, indeed. June 4th, I'm having the one, the only, Kevin Smith from The Kevin Smith Show. And again, check out his newest release. It is phenomenal. It is very thought-provoking. I love the book. The book is just going to open your eyes. It's going to give you some relevance. It's going to make you think a little bit. It will offer you a chance to have a different perspective, to draw your own conclusions. It's going to be wild. Check it out. Toll free, 1-877-876-5227 worldwide. I'll be taking your calls, so give me a call. Now, I want to speak to you about, I want to reach into the mailbag here one more time. And just before I do, it's on a dream. And a lady comes to me and she wrote me in her, under the name Assumed, aka Medicine Woman. She writes to me, I had this dream a few years ago. I think about this dream often. In this dream, I'm walking down a long, long hallway, for I see three friends of mine standing at the end of this hall. These ladies are all dressed in long, flowing white gowns, and they are standing outside of this closed door, which I can see a ray of blue light, bright light, sweet, seeping underneath the door. As I get closer to my friends, two of them open this door and are gone into this room. However, as I almost reach the end of the hallway, my third friend says to me, you're too late. They are gone, but your turn will come next. At this point, I am in tears. I'm in tears because I can't go into this room with the rays of light peeking out underneath the door. The reason I think of this dream often is because the two ladies that entered this room have passed over in the past 3 years. Both young, both died of incurable illness, and they have passed over after I had this dream. The third lady and myself are still here. Makes me wonder if my time is near. Please reply of any thoughts. Thank you. Medicine Woman, when I read your dream and I felt the urgency that there's a couple points in here that you really need to know. And that's the holding on and letting go. Holding our relationships to our closest of friends dear to us as we look at them in the light of good and angelic, if you will. As you stated, white flowing gowns show the respect you have within your heart of hearts, your soul for them. When two of your friends open the door, stepping through, these are the two that you rely on for most of your decision making. In other words, you totally confided in them for help in decisions in your life. You held them so close to your heart, you loved them dearly. Seeing this and the fact they have moved on. You feel left here to fend in this life, making those decisions you normally confided in with them. This is the fact of you being so saddened they have moved on. The love you share with them now that you have had these enlightened encounters or of perceived vision for your spirit was so close to those you have passed makes you worried, as you say. What you need to do, as they have illustrated in spirit through those visions, is to actually move forward as well, not thinking of what could happen or any burdensome thought whatsoever. In your heart, each day, as you live and let live, live it fully. The key is without burden of thought and what might happen. That you have to let go. A moment spent with an individual in this lifetime here is astronomical in the loving, filled moments that transcend to the other side and back to your heart. You are so blessed to have shared in this with your friends. So remember, live today like no other. This is what they want for you. God bless you. If you have a dream, you have questions, write to me, Robbie Thomas at kojiko.ca or rob@bloginservice.com. And give me a call, folks. 1-877-876-5227. Phone lines are open. Give me a ringle. Very interesting conversation Kevin Smith and Brooks Agnew had. Very in-depth. If anybody caught the show, well, you're going to catch it again right here, June 4th. Kevin Smith, the one and only from the Kevin Smith Show. Phenomenal, phenomenal. Great individual, very pristine in his work. A real, true class act. Check him out at www.kevinsmithshow.com and also right here on BBS on June 4th, 8 p.m. on the Link to Heaven Radio. You have a dream, you have a question, you have any concern, give me a call. Again, that number is 1-877-876-5227. We have Doug manning the phones tonight. And we don't know if he's pushing the right buttons or if he's having a sweat. But give us a call. Again, we have so much going on in the up and coming year. It's amazing. And I also want to tell everybody, check out Desiree Turley's show. She had me co-host her debut show, and it's A Star for the Night. It's for terminally ill children, children who are homeless. She cares a lot. She does a lot of charity work. Check it out. She will be having Andy Garcia, the actor Andy Garcia, and he will be on her show May 30th. Check that out. You're going to love the program. Mike Myers is coming up, folks. Yes, you heard it. Mike Myers is coming up on her program as well. That's the Austin Powers fella. Check her show out. It's going to blow you away. She is one phenomenal lady. Tuesdays, 6 to 7 Pacific. Check it out. 9 p.m. Eastern. She loves those children. She does so much for them. She has one good heart, that lady, most certainly. I'll be back again, folks, in just a moment. Hang on. Well, folks, little intermission there, trying to find out what's going on with the phone lines. I had a lot of people IMing me and telling me that they can't get through. We're going to figure out the problem. It must be something wrong with the phone lines. Keep trying if you can. If you do get through, well, we don't understand. Could be the long weekend. People taking breaks off at the operator station. We don't know. It's just funny. Those who have IMed me, you know, not to worry, not to worry. I got the question here, and here's one here. It's IM'd. Comes from Karen. How can I make myself grow in the ability area? Okay, you know, many times I've spoken about keeping a journal or some type of written instrument that you can look back for and reflect upon. The growth, it's in you. The key is acceptance. When we take a look at ourselves, we have an occurrence, and we have that ability to sense or validate anything that comes along. Write that down. Write that down in a logbook. Give it a date. Even give it a title. It's a very good question, Karen. Give it a title. That way, then, it becomes a focal point where you can reflect back to. Now, to see the growth, look in the journal. When we go to a week, or we go 2 weeks, or even 3 or 4 weeks, when we reflect back and we look at the pages, that's where you see, wow, I can understand where I'm going with this now. I am more strong in this area, or I am more strong in that area. Then you can focus on that and really put your potential to work. And again, reflection is a good key as well. Focus in on your inner strength. Look from within. Try not to think of things in the mindset, but look from within in your heart. Look really good, the deep gut feelings. And also look back in your journal. Reflection's great. Keep a correct record. Make sure you don't elaborate on anything. Always keep these records precise and pristine. That way there, when you're down a year down the road, and or a month, and you don't decide to continue this because now you feel stronger in that area, that's how you see that you've accomplished the self-motivation, the growth, and that ability of that area. Good question. Good question, Karen. Good question indeed. Well, folks, you know, we've had a beautiful, hot, hot day. It's about time we got our summer weather. It's unbelievable and real for sure. You know, I'm going to cut the show a little short tonight, and I'm going to get down to what's happened, and I will, all the people who are IMing me, I know you're listening to the show, I'm definitely going to talk to you guys in a moment. Well, you know, take a look at deadwhisper.com. Take a look at my site, www.robbythomas.net. You know, take a look in there. You can take a look at the books, the DVD. There's a lot of information in those sites, a lot of doctrine I have written up as well. Feel free. Check it out. Remember, June 4th, right here again, sharp, 8 p.m., Kevin Smith on the Kevin Smith Show, and his newest release, God's in the Garden, a very straightforward approach to insightful thinking. What a true interpretation of the Bible is from his perspective. I enjoyed the book. Again, very thought-provoking, very direct, doesn't cut any corners, tells it how it is. So join me for that hour of power, taking your calls with Kevin Smith, June 4th and 8 p.m. I hope each and every one of you who walked with me tonight here on A Link to Heaven Radio have walked a path most enjoyable this evening, for I have truly enjoyed myself with you all. I know we're having a little difficulty. Again, I'm getting these IMs. I'm going to get back to you guys as soon as possible. Write me those letters, whatever, and I'll read them on the air again next weekend like I always do. Any questions at all, put it to me. We'll just do a whole period of answering your questions. Just bear with me, folks, here. I got somebody coming on here. Live each day, folks, as it was meant to be, full of love and compassion for everyone. Open your heart while accepting everything in this life, and the door of gratefulness will be open to you. God bless you all. I am Robbie Thomas for A Link to Heaven Radio, and we'll get this straightened out, I promise. God bless you all. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.